Good Monday. Thanks for being with us. Brad Sussmat, Sports360AZ.com. We're on the road. We're at the Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top here in the beautiful Y Mountains, where today it is supposed to be in the low 90s. Driving up here this morning, what a fabulous view. It's great to be up here, although there's still the fires off to the far east. But the Honda Resort and Casino, big part of what we've done for almost 3 years now. Good to be up here at the Honda Resort and Casino, your 4th of July week. This is the place to get away from the heat and all the oppressive stuff in the valley and make it on up here to the White Mountains. Tyler Ennis is going to be with us in about 15 minutes. Suns rookie guard out of Syracuse. I'm hearing a lot about Tyler Ennis and Steve Nash because Tyler from Canada. How early did he get started in the game of basketball in Canada? Did he model himself after Steve Nash at all as he comes here? And how's a 19-year-old going to live life on the road? I don't think he turns 20 till later this year. How's Tyler Ennis going to handle being around 29, 30, 31-year-olds when he's only 19? So we'll talk with him about that and some other stuff with the Suns. I mean, the obvious stuff about the roster and all that, that's fine too. It's fair game. We'll talk with Tyler Ennis. Paula Bovin, my friend, News and Notes, AZ Central sports columnist. Paula will join us at the bottom of the hour. And obviously, we're going to talk about LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony quite a bit on today's show. The reports coming out from Adrian Wojnarowski at Yahoo, who very seldom is wrong, very seldom throws stuff against the wall. We have been talking about LeBron James since May. Paul Coro from AZ Central has been writing about it and talking about it since the middle of April. So it's not like this is any story that hasn't been thought about, talked about. There's a belief that the Suns have interest. But when you have somebody like Adrian Wojnarowski step forward and throw it out there in big, bold print, he's not chasing clicks. He's somebody who's plugged into the deal, and it's fascinating to go through it. I've been on the phone this morning on the drive up here with the various NBA agents and trying to get some background to further discuss this. So we'll go through that and also some other moves that the Suns may make on the show. I had a terrific weekend. Eric, did you have a good weekend? I have not seen you. Did you do anything fun, Eric Sorensen?
A good weekend? Yeah. It was fine, I guess. Nothing too exciting.
Did you do wedding planning?
No. I checked out some high school basketball. There's a big tournament going on out at Tempe High, and we'll have some content up on some of the kids to watch for that are already being recruited and looked at and on college radars. And I just kind of laid low, hung out with some friends, nothing too exciting.
Wedding is in 3 weeks?
Correct, 3 weeks from Saturday.
Yeah. So you don't have too many weekends to lay low. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm just trying to brace myself.
Yeah. I went to the Princess. So the people at the Princess Resort said, we've heard it's your 25th wedding anniversary, and Valerie Lee is a longtime friend. So I went up there with my wife, and I took my 9-year-old. And I actually got a little crazy. You know, they have these water slides that they shoot smoke out of and have laser lights and play techno music. Friday night I was kind of, I unplugged. I sat by the pool and watched soccer. I watched the Brazil match, which was terrific, Brazil-Chile. And then yesterday I saw the Mexican team get just absolutely hosed. And it doesn't seem to be that much outrage from the soccer community. I had a soccer game on Saturday night, the United, and they had a 2-goal lead, and they ended up losing that. So it was fine. It's fine. There's a lot going on. But the LeBron James stuff is the overriding topic today. I think people are buzzing about it. Can it really happen? Is there really something to it? So let's get you caught up. Some of the things on my mind in the world of sports brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino right here in Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. You pull on down on the slot, the Timbers Lounge. They're going to have big concerts here this coming 4th of July weekend on the 5th. America in concert. Not some knockoff America band, the America. America will be here, and up here at Sunrise, they're going to have like a laser light show for the 4th of July. Obviously, you're not going to shoot off fireworks in the forest, but it's all up here at the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino in the beautiful White Mountains, driving up here today through Sholo and Pine Top. It's busy because a lot of people from the valley have said, let's just get out of here and get to our summer homes. So you may have missed the story, and let's just go through it. Yesterday, Yahoo's Adrian Wojnarowski, who, in my humble opinion, is one of the best. If you talk about guys in their respective fields, the Adam Schefters and the Peter Kings, Adrian Wojnarowski is that guy over on the NBA side, not to disparage others. But from a national point of view, he is someone that has front office people feed him information. He has agents that feed him information. Why is that? So when they write about contracts and numbers, he has all of those, and they're able to go get new clients. It's a vicious little circle that they're all in. But needless to say that when you have Adrian Wojnarowski putting some content out, you're going to pay attention to it. So the story goes like this, that the Suns, starting tonight, free agency is at 9:01 Arizona time, that the Suns are going to make the effort. The Suns are going to get in front of, at least attempt to, LeBron James. And that the Suns can go pursue Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James. Sounds very far-fetched on many levels, except that, as I've pointed out, the Suns have a lot of attributes going for them. They have a lot going for them in the way of cap space, over $30 million. They have a lot going for them in the way of drafting young talent, acquiring young talent. I think they have a pretty good little nucleus led by Goran Dragic, and Bledsoe is close to LeBron James. They have the same agent and all that. So when you put those pieces together, can Robert Sarver and Ryan McDonough and Jeff Hornacek get in front of LeBron James's people and say, here's why you should come to Phoenix? Hopefully they don't have him get off the plane today when it's 112, 115 degrees and say, wouldn't it be great if you were here? I am not going to sit here today and say that this is going to happen. I'm only going off of what I've seen before yesterday, what I have seen in the last couple of months, what I've heard, and people that I've spoke to that I have a high opinion for. Would I say it's 50-50 that he comes to Phoenix? Heck no. Would I say it's 40-60? Heck no. Would I say it's 30-70? I think I'm starting to get into that territory. The fact that they've all opted out of their deals, they in Miami being LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, would lead one to believe that the three of them are just merely going to rework their deals, sit around a table, come up with the dollar figures, move on, and there won't be any other discussion about it. Brian Windhorst, who's been covering the Heat, NBA analyst, he's plugged into what's going on in Miami. He is of the opinion today that he does not expect the big three to leave Miami.
Even though the Heat technically can't get in and negotiate with their players until next week, the players themselves can talk about it all they want, and they are. They're already lining up what they're going to make and how they're going to fit into it.
That's Brian Windhorst, and that was earlier today. So the thing is, the Suns can pursue LeBron James. The Suns can pursue Carmelo Anthony, but the Suns are in a position where they could pay both of them in excess of $10 million and bring them to Phoenix. That's very different than what other organizations can do. The mere notion when I say LeBron James, Phoenix Suns, doesn't fly with most people. But from a business point of view, yesterday's Yahoo report, based on where we are today, people I've spoke to this morning on my way up here to the Honda Resort and Casino in Pine Top. You know, cell service can be a little rough down the Salt River Canyon, but in those terms, yes, there is a shot. The longer this drags on, if in fact the Suns are even able to get in front of James, as the report goes, and give them the pitch. I've had people send me notes yesterday and this morning, Brad, why would he come to Phoenix? That would hurt his brand. You, my friend, don't understand business in 2014 in the NBA. Kevin Durant has people fly to Oklahoma City to do business with him. It's a whole different deal. LeBron could go play in Milwaukee, and people would fly to Milwaukee to do business with him. He doesn't need to be in any big city any longer. The days of I've got to play in LA, I've got to play in New York, I have to play in Miami in order to get attention, those days are done. Those days are finished. And last time I checked, Phoenix has had the very, very fair share of superstar players dating back to Charles Barkley, followed by Jason Kidd, followed by Penny Hardaway, followed by Steve Nash, and on I can go. So From the Suns' point of view, what do they have working for them? They have the cap space. It's the only place that LeBron and Carmelo could play together. I had a number of notes saying, you've hated Carmelo, you haven't wanted Carmelo. Yeah, but I didn't have LeBron James thrown in on the equation. I may not like liver and onions, okay, but I love mashed potatoes. If I'm going to have mashed potatoes and I got to have some liver and onions, I'm going to have the liver and onions. The thing with Carmelo is he doesn't know how to spell the word pass, and I could spot him the P in both S's, and he wouldn't know how to spell the word pass. When you shoot 10 of 36 from the floor and you get your 28 to 30 points and people say, oh, Melo's awesome, and I look at that box score and say, you got to be kidding me. I don't need a hole down low where the ball goes in and never comes back out. But if I have LeBron James pushing him, then absolutely I'm willing to go down this path. I had some people last night, I can't believe that you would even be discussing this story. I thought you were a bastion of journalism. And guys, there is truth to the fact that the Suns are wanting to pursue him. I don't know if LeBron is going to say, yeah, I will do it. This is a story of the Suns chasing him. And I'm fine with that. I happen to chase the hottest girl in the town I grew up in. I happen to marry her. I married way up. She married way down. It happens, right? So if I'm the Suns, I'm going to use my assets and say, look, we're going to go chase the biggest name free agent. It's rather refreshing. And then I've had the grassy knoll theory today. Robert Sarver knows he has no shot, Brad. You've been pounding on him for years over how he mismanaged the whole Nash thing and Grant Hill thing. And so they know they have no shot. They've floated it out there in the media so that everybody thinks Robert Sarver's, whether they do or don't, I don't care. I know this, that they're making a push for him. And you can't fault them for that. They're making a push for Gordon Hayward at Utah. Doesn't have quite the same sex appeal as saying, hey, LeBron, we can get you and Carmelo here together. So I'm going to talk about this as the show moves on today. And there's some other things that are on my mind on a busy Monday. We're at the Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top here in the beautiful White Mountains. The Honda Resort and Casino, where America is in concert. It's not like me saying I'm America. It's America. And they're here this coming Saturday night, 4th of July weekend. They got this laser show that you can check out. It's over at Sunrise. The Honda Resort and Casino, the place to stay. They've been part of Sports 360 AZ since day number one. On the other side, Tyler Ennis, Suns rookie point guard, will be with us next. He was drafted last Thursday. He's only 19. I got to ask him, how are you going to go out and hang with these guys in their 20s and 30s after games? That's next. I'm Brad Sussmat.
Like our Facebook fan page for unique Arizona sports content from the high schools to the pros. Facebook.com/Sports360AZ.
Here at the Honda Resort and Casino, just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains, Brad Sussmat. Today, Sports 360 AZ on the road here at Honda. And, of course, White Mountain Radio on AZ Central Sports. Good to partner with the Arizona Republic as we go statewide. Tyler Ennis joins us now for a couple of minutes. Suns first-round pick, 18th pick overall in the draft. I have to start with the news of the day, and that's these reports that LeBron James is at least considering the Phoenix Suns. Free agency starts tonight. I know you probably don't have any insight one way or another, but Tyler, have you heard about these stories today? And what do you make out of this LeBron Carmelo Phoenix talk?
You read some stuff on Twitter and you see reports, but I think, you know, personally, I really don't, you know, take any consideration into it until, you know, it's an official. So I'm not really sure what, you know, the Suns are doing as far as free agency, but I guess we'll find out very soon.
Fair enough. How has your life changed since Thursday night?
Not too much yet. I think being a 19-year-old kid, you know, looking for houses and looking at cars and stuff is not something that I guess every 19-year-old kid gets to do. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, just realizing my life is about to change looking for houses is, you know, different. Something I've never had to do. So I'm just enjoying, you know, the transition into kind of being, you know, on my own in the business world.
What does a 19-year-old look for in a house there, Tyler? Is it square footage? Is it view? Is it Is it kitchen size? What does a 19-year-old NBA player look for in a house?
Me personally, one of the main things was proximity it is to the arena and the practice gym. And I definitely want to be really close, you know, to have you know, not too much of a drive into downtown Phoenix. But another thing, you know, kind of have a nice house. I think you know, I'm looking in between condos and houses, so I think distance is very important. But you know, price is also, you know, definitely one of the biggest factors as well.
Yeah, the price has got to be right. And yeah. Cityscape's a nice area. I'm not a real estate agent, and I have no dog in the fight. But, I mean, we want to make sure that you're taken well care of, because the winters in Phoenix are much different than in Syracuse. So, you know, to be close by, that's got to be something to look for. And the condo might be the better way to go. Just you, me not knowing you, you not knowing me, but from 22 years in the Valley, condo in the Biltmore area, I think you'd be going just fine.
Yeah. I've heard about Biltmore, so I think I'll check it out next time I come down.
Okay, so what do you make out of all these stories of the comparison to Canadian growing up and Steve Nash, who we had in Phoenix for two tours, and just a terrific person to model a game after? In the last few days, I've read and I've heard quite a bit of the, hey, Brad, do you see Steve Nash, Tyler, and I don't. I see somebody who's their own guy, but did he have an influence in you growing up?
Yeah, definitely. I think Steve Nash had an influence on all past first point guards, but I think coming from Canada is, you know, in addition to that. So, I mean, growing up, I watched a lot of Steve Nash. You know, I still watch a lot of Steve Nash, just the way he passes the ball, and I think you know, I can see where people, you know, see the similarities, just being, you know, pass first guy, a guy who sets other people up, you know, makes others better. So, you know, I can see where, but I think we have different games and different things, you know, incorporated into our game. So I definitely, you know, watch a lot of Steve Nash tapes.
Tyler Ennis with us for a couple of minutes with Brad Susmat, 18th pick in the draft with the Suns. Newest Sun on board here on Sports 360 AZ, AZ Central Sports, and White Mountain Radio. I'm curious on the culture side of things. When did you have a basketball in your hands in Canada? Is it different up there growing up as a basketball player than in the States?
I come from a basketball family. So, you know, my dad was a coach. My older brothers played. So I had a basketball in my hands from probably age 4 or 5. You know, I think it was a little bit different. Just, you know, there's always basketball leagues and teams to play on. But I think just the exposure, you know, players going to college and players going to the NBA, I think, you know, definitely has picked up, you know, ever since I've, you know, been, you know, in high school even. So, I mean, you know, I think it's different. You know, I think they take basketball a lot more serious, you know, at a younger age in America. But I think, you know, with the, you know, the success we're having as Canadians in the NBA and in Division I level, I think, you know, people are taking basketball a lot more seriously, you know, from a younger age. So.
When did you start your club run, club experience?
I think I was 5 or 6. I know I was a lot younger than everybody else. You know, I was
really?
Yeah. I had a, you know, a gigantic jersey, you know, just running around. But, you know, I think I played on that team for a year. And then after that, I kind of, you know, got my feet wet. And, you know, I kind of knew what I was doing after that.
What do you make out of this roster? You've had a few days to look at it, analyze it. There's guards that are here that have experience. What do you make out of this roster that you're coming into?
You know, it's definitely a young team. I think we definitely have pieces, you know, not only bigs, but we have a lot of guards, a lot of bigs, a lot of forwards that, you know, are interchangeable. And I think we have a group of guys who you know, are bought into the system. And I think, you know, we have a really good coach in front office. So I'm really excited to be in Phoenix. You know, I think this is the best situation for me that I could, you know, walk into. And, I mean, I'm just looking forward to getting started, looking forward to summer league and getting back here and kind of, you know, getting everything underway.
Suns first round pick Tyler Ennis, one of three with us for a couple of minutes with Brad Susmat. So you'll go to Vegas. That's in your calendar, correct?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And then from there, do you stay in Phoenix this summer? My advice to you is go stay anywhere but Phoenix this summer. I mean, I know you want to be a gym rat and all that stuff. And in all seriousness, what are your plans beyond summer league? Do you know?
No, I haven't looked that far yet. I'm, you know, just looking forward to summer league. You know, I definitely, you know, want to look at some more houses and things like that. But you know, I haven't really decided whether I'll, you know, be in Phoenix. I'm sure I'll be here, you know, a lot earlier than the other players get back. But as far as after summer league, I'm not too sure yet.
Before I let you go, so when do you turn 20?
August 24th.
So as a 19-year-old coming into a man's league, I'm sure whether it's your agents, whether it's Coach Boeheim, whether it's just people that you've come across, you're from a basketball family, how are you going to lead life on the road not being 21 yet?
How am I going to live?
Yeah, I mean, when you're on the road and you've got men that are 10, 12, 15 years older than you that are able to go out, is it going to be an adjustment for you to go from game to just back to hotel? How do you get through these first few years where you're not able to go into places that are 21 or older?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really focused on, you know, going out. You know, obviously, you know, there's a life outside of basketball, but, you know, on the road, you know, it's going to be a tough transition. I think as a rookie point guard coming in, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs, and you know, I'm really focused on, you know, getting through that, you know, more than, you know, worrying about, you know, going out and you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, you don't have a Johnny Manziel drip of blood in you then, which we'll let you go off that. Have good having fun with you for a couple of minutes. Look forward to meeting you in person, Tyler. Thanks.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff there, Tyler Ennis, Suns rookie, for a couple of minutes here on the show from the Honda Resort and Casino. We are just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. It's supposed to get up into the mid to high 80s today, and it's terrific up here, other than there is there's the fire off to the east of us over at Vernon that's been burning the last 5 days. It's still out of control. Our buddy, the former Sun Devil Danny White, I heard, had to evacuate his cabin up there. And, of course, today on that note, today is the anniversary of the Arnell fire, and obviously those of you that are taking in the show from up in that area, thoughts with you a year later, and all the nonsense that's gone on with insurance companies and all that. But yeah, it's a tough day. It's a tough day in our state. On the other side, Paula Bova, news and notes. I'm going to talk to Paula about how much stock does she put into LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony in this report. The USA national team, where she's at on that front, and much more as we continue on at the Honda Resort and Casino. America is in concert here this coming Saturday night. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports, good to partner with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat.
For unique angles, content, and guests, check out our podcast center available 24/7, 365 at Sports360AZ.com.
Sports 360 AZ, AZ Central Sports, good partner with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat from the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. It's supposed to be in the high 80s today. Maybe low 90s, what I heard, but probably high 80s. And in the Valley, it's 110, 115. So, I mean, look, I don't have to go through all the reasons and rationale. You just need to come on up here in America's in concert this coming Saturday, and you know, just make it on up here to the White Mountains. Paula Bovin joins us now for a couple of minutes. News and notes, AZ Central Sports columnist. And right off the top, when you saw the report by Adrian Wojnarowski, because I'm sure you saw it or heard about it, of the Suns' pursuit of LeBron and Carmelo, your initial thought was?
Glad to see the Suns are putting it out there, you know, that they're saying, you know, by sending that message out, that yes, we are in the mix. That was my reaction.
Do you buy into it, though? I mean, you may be glad that the Suns are putting it out there, but do you buy into them having a shot?
I buy into them having a small shot. I mean, I think this all sounds like all of these guys are ending up back at the Heat, you know, and that's where this is headed. But for me, the bottom line is, if the Suns can actually meet with LeBron and Carmelo or whoever they envision in this mix and get a face-to-face, as has been rumored that was going to maybe happen this week, then I think that ups the ante a little bit, because I think if LeBron James sits down, talks to Jeff Hornacek, I think that's points in the Suns' favor, because I think you know, he projects himself well. He's already earned a stellar reputation for doing a lot with this young mix of talent. Obviously, you know, he's got a strong voice and Bledsoe backing him up. So I think it's a long shot, Brad, but I'm not like people that are totally dismissing this as leverage or whatever. I think there's a shot.
See, I'm right there with you on this one. I'll give you some of the theories in a second, but let's go back on the author of the Yahoo story. Okay, you and I both have been around the block, me long a lot longer than you.
Okay? Oh, right,
You're in your 20s, and I'm starting to, so the thing is, when Adrian Wojnarowski, it's like when Paul Coro wrote back in April, and actually said on the show that the Suns would make a run at LeBron, and people laughed about it, and people scoffed it. I wrote some stuff in April, or in May, rather. But when you have somebody at Yahoo, and it's not just somebody, Adrian Wojnarowski's been around the block, so we're taking people behind the curtain a little bit of our industry. This is not a guy that throws stuff out there that is just flat out wrong or throw stuff against the wall to see if it sticks. And there's a lot of guys in our industry that do that. So on my end of things, that's why I'm putting more into this, because clearly people internally with the Suns, and I think even the agent, have gotten involved with Adrian on this one.
Absolutely. You know, I've known Adrian for years, and as you said, there is not a, maybe nationally a more respected guy. He's not going to just throw something out there. So he clearly has talked to people. Now, you know, if the Suns are going to try to send out a message that they want the public to know that, hey, we're playing for the with the big boys, we want the big boys, they're going to go to Adrian just because that's how you get the word out quickly and it's respected. So maybe there's some of that. But the bottom line is they're making that effort, and they have the means to do it. There are very few teams, in fact, no teams, have it as good as they do to make this happen. So I'm just fascinated to see this process unfold.
Paula Bova, News and Notes, AZ Central Sports, their columnist, one of their columnists, with us for a couple of minutes. She joins us every week on the show from the Honda Resort and Casino right outside of Pine Top here in the beautiful White Mountains. Here's the other one I received. Robert Sarver knows he has no shot, but he gets the story out there, gets fans off his back. It sends a message that even though they know they don't have any way of getting him, it's a good PR win for them. You know what? If that's true, I'm fine with that. I'd be disappointed if that's really the business model that they were taking, but I'm fine with this.
Well, and this is what cracks me up about that, Brad. You know, sure, if they're going to benefit with a little good PR, more power to them. The bottom line is they have the means to do this, and if they have the means to get LeBron and another star player and not really disrupt the core of their team, of course they're going to do it. So even if this part is a little bit publicity, it's not like they don't want it to happen. It's not like they won't spend the money. They've got the money. So I just, that argument doesn't wash for me at all.
I have to say that the Carmelo side of this story is the part that I'm not completely comfortable with. I've never been a fan of his game. I don't get into guys that score 35 and shoot 12 of 40 from the floor, okay?
Right.
But if I have LeBron James coming here, maybe Carmelo shows a different way. This all the focus is on LeBron. What do you make out of the Carmelo side of the story?
I get what you're saying, and I think Carmelo, clearly alone as such a great talent that he is, there's sort of a universal feel about his lack of unselfishness sometimes. I'm speaking in circles here. But if you're putting him on a team with LeBron and you're putting him with a coach who I think has a way of communicating with players and developing relationships with players and earning the respects of players, especially because of his accomplishments in the league, I don't see that as a huge problem, or at least I don't see it as something you wouldn't pursue simply because that exists. I think the benefits far outweigh the concerns about Carmelo.
Okay, so as we're sitting here on Monday, if this story has not had a conclusion with Miami by Wednesday, I think the Suns then have a shot at this, because everybody outside of what was reported yesterday, and even Paul Coro, over at your place at AZ Central, have just assumed that the big three opt out, Adonis Haslam opts out. Everybody's opting out. They'll all come back. They'll get sweetheart deals. They'll get pieces of the team and all this stuff. That the stuff with the Heat will come down at 9:01 tonight or relatively shortly thereafter. From a timeline standpoint, are you of the same mindset as I am that if we're sitting here Wednesday and he hasn't gone back to Miami yet, the Suns really are in have a shot at this?
Definitely, because I think, I mean, they're not going to need that much time. If what we're suggesting will probably happen does, this is something that they can take care of pretty quickly. So I think we'll have a very good idea, if not tonight or tomorrow morning, you know, give it a day or two. And if that's not happening, then maybe somebody is going to be listening. You know, maybe someone is going to be flying to Phoenix or someone is going to be flying to Miami or whatever needs to be done. You know, I keep thinking of back when the Suns got Steve Nash and how, you know, a group of them flew together, Sarver included, and met with Nash. I think it was in Dallas, and they had this private meeting and went to work right when, they could. So if it doesn't get done right away and we hear of a meeting, I think there's at least a stronger shot than we initially believed.
And this would be bigger than anything that's ever happened in Phoenix sports. Different time. When Charles rolled through, it was the opening of the arena. Different time. There wasn't social media. This is bigger than anybody who's come to the Arizona Cardinals. This is bigger than anybody. This is when Wayne Gretzky came to coach, he didn't come to play. And we all know how that ended up. Didn't end up well at all. This would be the biggest event in Valley sports if he comes here.
Well, just, you know, there's just so few players that exist in the NBA that are like him. And his presence on a team makes an impact. Like you said, it's not like a Gretzky situation. I mean, the impact is so profound in the NBA when you have primarily five guys on the court playing together and one is of the talent of LeBron James. It's just unique and powerful. And I was looking at the stat the other day, and LeBron has never in his whole career been the highest paid player on his team. Because he's made a lot of money in his career, but he's been willing to take less. So I just think it's fascinating that you could have this kind of a guy on the team. And, you know, this maybe will be the year he makes all the money that he's deserved. But I just think it would be community changing if he ended up in the Valley. As, you know, again, as a long shot as it still seems to be, it would be profound.
He doesn't need to make the money, though, there, because he can go make it globally. And that's the other part of this whole story. I've heard from fans, why would he consider going to Phoenix? You know, it's not a big media market. That stuff doesn't matter anymore. Kevin Durant, people fly into Oklahoma City to see Kevin Durant. You don't have to play. You can go to Milwaukee, and if you're a star player and you can sell watches or cars or cologne or whatever, they're going to go to you. So, and Phoenix is proven, Paula, with the number of stars that have rolled through here. It doesn't matter on the NBA side if it's Charles or Penny or Nash, or, you know, you go right down the list of stars that we've had. I don't think that part plays. When I've heard the whole it would be a bad business decision for him to come to Phoenix, I don't buy that for a minute.
You know, you mentioned Durant. I look around my own house. Right now I'm looking at a Kevin Durant backpack. I've got, in our house, we've got, Kevin Durant T-shirts. My son's a fanatic for Kevin Durant. But like you said, a guy who plays in Oklahoma City. Everybody knows who LeBron is. He can get as many, you know, deals as he wants. I understand he's made some very good business decisions in recent years. I don't think the money is a concern at all for him right now. I think it's about winning a championship and about being at a place he's happy to play at.
Okay, one last question on this subject. What's your gut tell you? It's 30%, 10%, 1%, 50%? What's your gut tell you? I'm sure you've spoke to your colleague, Paul Coro. I'm sure that you have your own connections, contacts you've made as well. As we sit here on Monday, what's your gut tell you on this?
Yeah, sadly, probably about 15%, Brad. I just, from talking to Coro and, you know, people who are envisioning the scenario we talked about these guys opting out, about finding ways to play together still, I don't see it happening here, but I probably am a little more optimistic than I think some people are, because I have a lot of respect for the Suns as far as who they are right now as an organization, and that includes the owner, and that includes the coach, and that includes the general manager, and that includes the vice president, president of the team. They've all sort of figured out their roles and are making this a pretty solid foundation. So for that reason alone, that kind of insight that maybe other fans don't have, that's why I think it's more than a 1% or 2% chance that some people are quoting.
I would wonder if somewhere behind the scenes, in some way, shape, or form, that Jerry Colangelo with USA Basketball and the new facility going in Tempe, and, you know, LeBron, you're going to have two more Olympics probably.
Right.
And you wouldn't have to uproot your family at all. I know that he wouldn't be involved in Suns business, but just purely of a basketball and USA Basketball, if there'd be something behind the back channels involving him.
That'd be interesting. And bottom line, it wouldn't hurt having that presence here. It doesn't hurt in the decision-making process. I don't think it's anything that would put it over the top. But it's one more thing to throw into the mix of, here's why this area is a good place for you, LeBron.
Okay, so have you jumped onto the soccer thing yet, or are you still just kind of lukewarm?
No, I'm into it as I am into it every 4 years. It's not changing how I, you know, care about soccer. I mean, to be perfectly blunt, I just don't that much in the off season. But I'm embracing it in this World Cup more than I ever have. I think, you know, just how this, what this team has done and some of the stories of their personalities and everything else, in that place I'm excited. Beyond that, Brad, I'm not really feeling it.
So tomorrow you'll go to a sports bar face painted red, white, and blue with your kids there and their face painted red, white, and blue, and your husband there and his face painted red, white, and blue, and you'll have all sorts of patriotism against Belgium, right?
Belgium. I mean, what have they ever done to us? You know, Brussels sprouts or something? I don't know. There's not a whole lot of reason to hate Belgium. So the patriotism part of it, I got to be honest, I'm struggling a little bit with it. But I am enjoying U.S. soccer right now. And so I'm not a big face painter, Brad, but I'll be there cheering for him. It'll be fun.
Eric said Belgium waffles.
See, another reason to like... he's saying that in a positive, not a negative, right? I mean,
all I know is that tomorrow, Paula, the productivity of our country will go down considerably at about noon, right. 12:30 tomorrow, when the USA and Belgium face off. And
right.
I was out at the Princess this weekend. I took my wife out there for our 25th anniversary.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was. It didn't suck. I'll put it to you that way. Everyone that was out there supposedly getting away from it all in the pool was focused on the end of the Brazil-Chile match. And yesterday, I'm going about my day, my kids are finding their ways to watch the matches yesterday. I'm not going to sit here today and tell the audience that soccer has completely overtaken our country, but I will say that there's more interest now than there was in the last World Cup. The last World Cup, and even World Cups previous, we did not see hundreds of thousands of people cram into parks. In Chicago tomorrow, Soldier Field is supposedly going to be packed. They've opened up Soldier Field for a viewing party to watch the USA match. This is very healthy for our country. I just think soccer has a foothold here now that has not been in there before. Doesn't mean the MLS is going to be all that. Doesn't mean the USL Pro is going to get the job done. I just think it's something now that our culture has grabbed onto a little bit more.
I would say that's fair. I just don't know. And I blame soccer here in this country a little bit for not being able to figure it out from a marketing standpoint. There has to be something that they can grab after this World Cup is over and keep the momentum going. And, you know, people paying attention to the leagues here, celebrating their stars a little more. There has to be something they can do better. I'm putting the onus on them because I know it's a tough thing to compete when you've got four major sports that they're battling with in this country, but I don't know. I've always felt that somehow they're missing the boat, and I'm not sure why. But that's not my field of expertise. So,
all right. Well, I saw you on TV last night, so that is your field of expertise. So.
Oh, well, nice. We're getting there.
You're getting there. Nicely done. I'll let you go off that. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Brad.
Here's Paula Bovin, News and Notes, AZ Central sports columnist. Brad Sussmat with you today at the Honda Resort. Actually, today and tomorrow. From the Honda Resort and Casino here in Pine Top, just outside of Pine Top, actually, in the beautiful White Mountains, where America is in concert this coming Saturday night. It's not America with me playing the drums. It is America. America's pretty cool. That's this Saturday night. And for the 4th of July, over at Sunrise, they've got this laser light show I've been hearing about. That'll be pretty cool. That's all up here, and it's only about, 85, 90 degrees today, and in the valley, it's 115. Those of you listening on AZ Central Sports, appreciate the partnership with the Arizona Republic on sports360az.com. And, of course, on White Mountain Radio and on Twitter. Those of you jumping on board, sending me notes at Brad Sussmat. On the other side, so there's a couple other things on my mind on today's show. Jason Kidd being an absolute knucklehead, doing one of the worst things possible. I'll talk about that. USA World Cup match tomorrow and much more on LeBron and Carmelo with the Suns. Stick with us from the Honda Resort and Casino. Here at the Honda Resort and Casino, Brad Sussmat, Sports 360 AZ on AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter, at Brad Sussmat. This segment of the show brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you this morning. Said, I'm going to get up early. I'm going to make my run up to the White Mountains, and I do so in the 2014 Ford Fusion. The Fusion makes a lot of sense for me in my busy travels. Day in and day out, I'm on the road doing business, or I'm chasing stories, or I'm running around with my wife and my kids having a good time. It's a vehicle that I can get work done in as well, make some calls, get things done, like on today's show, calling around, trying to track down agents and all that stuff. So it's not just something I drive around saying, oh, it's a nice car and that's it. It makes a lot of sense for me. Now, how about you? Are you in a vehicle, and now with the 4th of July holiday coming up, it's a great time to swing by Santan Ford and see General Manager Tim Hovind and company and find out for yourself if there are things there, that vehicle that you're looking at and saying, this makes a lot of sense for me. Whether it's the Fusion, whether it's the Escape, whether it's the Explorer, the whole line of vehicles at Santan Ford, Santan Ford, where it is all about you. This Jason Kidd story is somewhat troubling to me. Not somewhat, it's a lot troubling to me. I'm going to get back over to the LeBron stuff in a minute. Jason Kidd found out that he was not making as much money as other guys in his position were. You know, Steve Kerr comes along, he gets a contract, he gets big bucks. Derek Fisher comes along, he gets a contract with the Knicks, he gets big bucks. So Jason Kidd, who, when Jason was in Phoenix, he and I had a very good relationship up until he had his incident with Jemana, his then wife, and the French fries and all that stuff. And I had to take him to task. And after that, he just blew me off and thought that I was completely unfair. I wasn't, because you never, there's not even a question of even putting a fingernail on a woman. There just isn't. That's non-negotiable with me. And so Jason Kidd had a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? He's sly. So he decides to retire from the NBA and is handed the keys immediately to the job at the New Jersey Nets, Brooklyn Nets. And Brooklyn goes out and they go get Paul Pierce and they get Kevin Garnett and they go do all these things to get Jason Kidd in his first year. And they weren't very good in year one. They just weren't. And so as the year progressed, they got better and better. And they made the playoffs and the Heat ran all over them. I don't have any respect at all for somebody who goes after someone else's job. It doesn't matter if it's as a broadcaster, as a coach, you just do not go after someone else if they're in a position. You do not sit there and knife them in the back. It's happened in our profession, unfortunately. It happens in a lot of professions. But in the coaching community, Larry Drew is viewed as a very nice guy. Larry Drew's been viewed as a well-regarded person and does a good job. Larry Drew was fired today as the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And so one of the new owners of the Bucks was Jason Kidd's guy, handled some of his finances, was one of the minority owners with the Knicks when Jason played with the Knicks. So what does the guy do? He goes in and punches Larry Drew's ticket, brings Jason Kidd on board today, and gets 2 second-round draft picks. Don't like that at all. That story smells. Story smells bad. And that's just not what you like to see, somebody lose their job over somebody else sniffing around on a position that's still in place. It shows, again, that owners, a lot of owners, as I have said on the show through the years many, many times, owners are crazy. most owners are nuts. Not all of them. Most owners are nuts. So they do things that you look at and say, that doesn't make sense to me at all. So that's on my mind today. The U.S. World Cup match tomorrow against Belgium's at 12:30. I don't know anything about Belgium other than it sounds like we're a little bit better than they are. Here is Tim Howard, the goaltender for Team USA, that Belgium provides a unique challenge for them.
I think of a volcano waiting to erupt. You know, they're just so talented, front to back. As you mentioned, you know, some of the top players in Europe, young too. It's incredible. You know, a lot of these guys who we're talking about who are household names are in their early 20s. And so it's we want to make sure that we can try and bottle that and contain it a little bit, which will be hard.
In any sport, unless you're right, probably a game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and it comes down to a penalty shot, something like that. This match came down to kicks, and the Chileans came up off the post and just gut-wrenching. But it was terrific drama to see. That's what I've found through this World Cup. Yeah, I've been watching Uruguay. Have I had any reason to watch Uruguay in any sport? Heck no. But I'm finding my friends that are into the World Cup are watching these matches through and through. My kids. My oldest son, who's 23, my daughter is 20, my other daughter is 18, they're glued to every one of these World Cup matches. They're not that way when it comes to NFL football. They're not that way when it comes to baseball. They're not that way when it comes to basketball. But when it comes to the World Cup, they are there. The ratings have been terrific. Problem with the ratings, even here in 2014, how can you measure hundreds of thousands of people who gather in parks or who gather in sports bars? You can't measure how many people are really looking at this this match, this opportunity. You really can't see it. And so it's fun, and I hope for the USA's sake they move on. If they move on, I'll be rooting tomorrow. They'd probably meet Argentina in the next round and have to take on Messi, and nobody's going to give them a shot. But the simple fact that they've been able to get this far, and with the drama of how it went down against Ronaldo in the final seconds, even the loss to Germany, we were out doing the show. There was a lot of interest from people that just want to show up and support something that is American. So tomorrow at 12:30, that will be in place. And very much looking forward to that. Here at the Honda Resort and Casino, we'll be doing the show here tomorrow. If you want to swing by for tomorrow's show, we'll be live in person from 10 a.m. till about noon tomorrow. So come on by at 10 a.m. That'll be tomorrow. We'll be here at the Honda Resort and Casino. And this weekend, if you're looking to get out of the valley, looking to get out of the heat, you come on up here to the Honda Resort and Casino. They'll have America in concert on Saturday, and on the 4th of July on Friday, they will have a huge crowd up here, from my understanding, for the light show that they do over at the Sunrise Ski Resort. They had a bike rally over the weekend. They had 420 bikers that were up here, and 180 last year. So it's good to see business coming back. They did not have much snow in the off season, so the economy was hit hard up here, but it's good to see people roll on in and have a good time, and we appreciate their hospitality here at the Honda Resort and Casino. And again, that's American Concert this Saturday night. Sports360AZ.com, where Arizona-centric. Plenty of content on Sports360AZ.com right now on this LeBron James Carmelo Anthony story attached to the Suns. You can check out that. There's a video of LeBron doing his dunk fest, and high school, college, great story on Taylor Kelly up there as well. Brad Sussmat with you on a busy Monday.